Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, read through the Bible. We have made our way to the book of Micah, and we want to give an overview of what's going on so that as you get there in your Bible reading plan, you can have an idea of what is unfolding before you. So Micah confronts Israel and Judah for covenant unfaithfulness, while at the same time proclaiming God's coming judgment, future restoration, and the reign of the promised Messiah. So this book beautifully balances divine justice with covenant mercy. The major characters in the book are Micah, the prophet who faithfully proclaims both judgment and hope during the reigns of several Judean kings. You obviously have Yahweh the Lord. He's the righteous judge who disciplines his people yet remains faithful to his covenant people. And then you have the leaders of Israel and Judah. You have kings, you have priests, you have different prophets, and they are condemned for corruption and for injustice. And then another major character is this promised ruler who will come from Bethlehem, the coming Messiah, whose eternal reign brings peace and salvation. So what we have in the book of Micah is prophecy, prophetic literature. And we want to read Micah with this idea of alternating cycles of warning and then hope. And we need to understand that God's judgment is never his final word to his people. Restoration always shines beyond the discipline. So here are some tips to keep in mind as you read this book. Notice the repeated movement from judgment to hope, which reflects God's covenant faithfulness despite his people's sin. And then watch for the book's messianic promises, especially in chapter 5, which find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Here's the central verse for the book of Micah. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?